US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev are set to sign a major nuclear arms control treaty in the Czech capital on Thursday. But some Czechs are concerned that Barack Obama's efforts to engage Russia could undermine the security of their own country. Earlier, I spoke to Daniel Aniš, a foreign policy commentator for leading Czech daily Hospodářské noviny, and asked him whether he thought these concerns were justified.
After entering NATO and European Union, we used to speak that we are anchored in the West, that we are anchored in the Western structures, security networks, security organizations like NATO itself. And suddenly, after that many years of our membership, we are still rising here in Czech Republic question, where do we belong? Do we belong to Russia or do we belong to United States? I really think that the whole concept of non-proliferation is more important for our security than this small deals we are trying to be given some assurance concerning Article 5 of Alliance Treaty and so on. Because I think that this has been solved and we are set in the structure quite firmly, but the only one who is trying to revoke it is Czech Republic and Prague.
When we look at Russia and their foreign policy, what do you think is their approach to this region, to Central and Eastern Europe today?
You can clearly see that they know Czechs. They know that whatever they say concerning sphere of influences, concerning Iskander missiles in Kaliningrad, that it will resonate here in Prague, and it resonates a lot. But again, I think it's much more on us how we will handle this situation. But yes, nowadays Russia still feels a bit like the former Soviet Union. It still takes us as a small, tiny country in their neighborhood, which maybe should be ruled at least economically or from the point of energy. But I think we have means to resist.
In the Czech Republic, in about 2 months' time, the general election is taking place, and two major parties are very different, I think, as far as their approach to foreign policy is concerned. The left-wing Social Democrats, they're pursuing what might be called multi-focus foreign policy, which includes Russia. Is there an alternative to this multi-focus foreign policy for the Czechs?
First, let me say that for me, it's one of the most troubling points of the visit of President Obama and President Medvedev and of the whole summit in Prague is that we don't have a functional political government which would be able to use this opportunity to have two of the most powerful men in the world and other 10 presidents or prime ministers from Eastern European countries, Baltic and Balkan, because if there was a government, we really could discuss some important things. Now, this is waiting for the next government. I am afraid that at this situation, the Czech policymakers are not able to make a consensus concerning the foreign and security policy for Czech Republic, which is shame and it's a big mistake. We saw it in the case of radar. Now NATO is working on a new strategy document, which we should really have a clear position as a Czech Republic. And one of the main points of the whole NATO strategy is Russia. Again, how we feel about Russia, what we will do about Russia, and do we need more reassurance from other allies from the whole NATO. And if you speak to people from ODS and then on the other hand from Social Democrats, you can see they have different points of view. And I'm afraid that it will be very difficult to find a common ground.
I was talking there to Hospodářské noviny commentator Daniel Aniš.